This is Radio Eco Shop with your host, Alex Smith.
You may feel the seasons are not what they used to be, and you were right. Here is a plain language summary of a new reckoning of the seasons by Chinese scientists. Quote, "A series of phenomena such as early flowering of plants and early migratory birds are suggesting that the traditional four seasons may have changed. We focus on how the four seasons changed during 1952 to 2011 and will change by the end of this century. In the warming northern hemisphere mid-latitudes, we find that lengths and start dates of the four seasons have changed, and the changes will be amplified in the future. Over the period of 1952 to 2011, the length of summer increased from 78 to 95 days, and that of spring, autumn, and winter decreased from 124 to 115 for spring, 87 to 82 for fall, and 76 to 73 days for winter, respectively. In addition, summer is projected to last nearly half a year, but winter less than 2 months by 2100. Such changes can trigger a chain of reactions in agriculture, policymaking for agricultural management, and disaster prevention requires adjustment accordingly. The season-related topics involving ecology, the ocean, and the atmosphere also need to be revisited." That is from the paper Changing Lengths of the Four Seasons by Global Warming, published in Geophysical Research Letters, February 19, 2021. I spoke with co-author, scientist Yuping Wan. A wave of important climate news and science is coming from China. After Chinese President Xi Jinping set a path towards an ecological civilization, funding and encouragement of climate science increased greatly. Now that harvest is coming in, but here is the challenge. English with an Asian accent can be difficult for people in North America and Europe to understand, trained as we are by the voices of professional broadcast journalism. On the other hand, we all lose if we fail to understand what Chinese science is contributing to world knowledge. In this case, you will hear an abbreviated version of our discussion, about 10 minutes long. Then I will return with some closing comments and my chat with Brent Ragsdale in Kansas City.
Radio EcoShock.
You love summer, right? And hate winter? Good news for you, by the year 2100, summer will probably stretch out for half a year. Winter shrinks to a couple of months. But there may be a few problems when we completely change seasons in the Northern Hemisphere. Here to discuss is Chinese scientist Yuping Wan. He is a physical oceanographer at the State Key Laboratory of Tropical Oceanography at the Chinese Academy of Sciences.
Hi, everyone. Much appreciate your interest in our science.
How do we know summers are already getting longer? What is the baseline to measure against?
Actually, there are some papers about the change of summer length. There are still very local areas. Then we focus on the global scale at middle latitude where the four seasons are clear. The temperature is the baseline of our study.
And what did you find happen to the seasons when you looked at the period from 1952 to 2011, basically during my lifetime?
We analyzed the observed temperature data between 1952 and 2011 from Hadley Center. This is a British data center. The summer get longer and hot, while winters short and warm by global warming. The season cycle has changed from regular to irregular. That's our result.
And how is it possible to project how season length will change during the next eight decades?
We took the models from carbon model intercomparison project 5 and 6, which are international coordinated efforts and all are open to the world online. The condition is their output can reproduce about mentioned historical observation, then continue analysis this output of models for the future. We first look at the 2050 and then calculate the change. And it was a big number. The result surprised me. You know, I'm a physical oceanographer. I can't believe this result. To make sure, I must look for co-authors to discuss with them. There are weather or climate experts at the end to form this study.
And within the trend from the 1950s to about 10 years ago, there have been regional ups and downs. In 1978, the eastern United States had one of the coldest winters on record. In other times, like in 1997 or 98, El Nino heated the world. Do you expect still exceptional years will continue despite the incremental warming?
Good question. Usually, we talk about the global warming, meaning the average temperature rising, which depends on time scale and species scale. For example, weather forecast today in highest temperature is 12 degrees Celsius in Vancouver. There are differences in the morning, noon, and afternoon. Our figure also is average temperature to talk about on global warming. I guess you mentioned these are called weather or climate event. Warmth surpasses the coast. The average is severe warming. It seems contradictory, but note. For the exceptional year, this beyond my research, it will be possible.
Yes, that would be a good project. Well, you know, Yuping, until recently, the major thrust of climate science was in Europe and the United States. Even some Chinese scholars were hired away to American institutions to study climate science. But now, that pendulum has really swung. The American government spent 4 years pretending climate change does not exist, and a wave of expert research has come out of China. I've noticed it, and that's why we're talking today to try and build that bridge. Why do you think China is advancing so quickly in climate science?
This question may be also beyond my knowledge, but I think 3 points to hear. One is the more government instrument, investment. Two, Chinese work hard. Three, the Chinese population number is so big, so the research are also large. Logically, there are more Chinese to contribution to science, is certainly.
It is. But it seems strange to me that as an oceanographer, you've worked on so many atmospheric problems, especially in East Asia. Why is that?
First, the weather and the climate are closely linked to oceans. There is one problem to power the climate modeling. That is LC exchange process. We don't know the details. We know very little. It needs more effort around the world to do this. This can modify the theories of the climate modeling. Secondly, many of my students are atmosphere background. Third, my major physical oceanography research is water force to drive deep ocean moving. This work published on the Journal of Physical Oceanography, USA, in 2008.
You would be interested. I just spoke with Levka Cesar, who is in Maynooth, Ireland. She is the lead author of the new paper in Nature about the changes to the North Atlantic Ocean and the overturning circulation there, and that It has never been so weak in the last 1,600 years, she said. So there is a great deal still that we're learning about the ocean and how it is stratifying, what it will do under climate change. Are you working on that?
Yeah, these are complex scientific questions because the deep ocean moving is really slowly. Our theory is the water driving the deep ocean moving. It's not some honey secretion. The overturning is the function, stream function, mathematically, or put together the result. So the main point is the all this is based on the storm theory in 1962. We modified this theory, but a lot of physical oceanographers didn't notice our results. So they are continue use the storm, a very famous physical oceanographer in Hawaii, in USA.
Well, you raise a fundamental question, which is, why does the ocean move? Why is there circulation? So we could say it's because of heat differences. We could say it's because of the spinning of the planet, perhaps, or the winds. Is there a simple answer to that question, or do we know why the oceans are always moving?
So the prophets believe the summer, the heat can drive the ocean moving, so-called summer Hawaiian secretion. Actually, the driving force is the wind. Wind forcing the ocean secretion in the upper layer is the energy force to drive deep ocean. It's our opinion, our viewpoint.
Are there any final messages you would like to leave with our listeners?
So I think protect the environment and Earth, take care.
Yes, we must. We have been speaking with Dr. Yuping Guan from the State Key Laboratory of Tropical Oceanography at the South China Sea Institute of Oceanography. Yuping is the corresponding co-author for the paper published in February 2021 titled Changing Lengths of the Four Seasons by Global Warming. You can find links to follow up in my show blog at ecoshock.org. Yuping, thank you for helping me bridge the gap and getting this science out there.
Thank you again, Alex.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock. I will post links to that open access paper, Changing Lengths of the Four Seasons by Global Warming, in my show blog at ecoshock.org. I'll add some questions that still need answers when it comes to the impacts of changing seasons on our lives and all living things. Dr. Yuping Guan is actually an oceanographer with experience studying the all-important rain-bearing Asian monsoons. He is the mentor for the lead author of this new paper, Ms. Zhanmeng Wang. I long for the day when instant translation will be available for you and for this nonprofit radio show. With the mega problems facing humanity, we certainly need all the best available minds working together. About 1 in 5 humans are Chinese origin. China has a longer history of education than the West does. As China emerges as one of the wealthiest countries in the world, their pro-science stand on climate could be critical. I am open to your ideas as a listener on the best ways to communicate the best of Chinese science. How can we do it? You write me anytime. The email address is radio@ecoshock.org.